Katia Holmes is one of the two top skiers on the Homer High School Nordic Girls Ski Team. She says she's been skiing practically since she was born, but even for her, there were some tough spots during her races in Fairbanks.
There was a corner that there were a couple of skiers that were that I was skiing next to around the corner, and it was a really steep corner. And one of them went on the inside, and then I was on the outside, and I almost flew off on the outside because they cut in and kind of cut me off. So that was pretty exciting, almost flying into the bushes.
The 3 days of competition included classic, skate, and relay races. Holmes says the weather made it difficult since none of the girls were used to the cold, but Holmes pushed through, especially on the classic race.
It was probably about a couple yards to the finish, and there were two people in front of me, and so at the finish you double pull, and so I was behind the two the entire race, and then all of a sudden I just got a huge burst of energy and I double pulled past them probably in the last 5 seconds of the race, and so I moved two places up.
Her entire six-person team pushed through and won first place in Division II, which is the small school's division. Katia Holmes and Autumn Daigle were the top two girls. Holmes got third place in the division, and Daigle got second place.
Autumn Daigle is a sophomore, and she actually won state for Division II in cross-country running.
Allison O'Hara is the assistant coach on the ski team. She says Daigle's technique really started to click this winter.
So she's a little power horse. She just never quits. She just always keeps going. She has amazing stamina, and her ski technique has improved significantly this year.
But it's not just the top two that made the win. O'Hara says everyone on the team pushes each other.
They're very similar in speed, the top four girls, which helped to make their team score as awesome as it was, because they were all just really great skiers, which is good for them too, because during training it really keeps them all motivated and challenged and a lot of friendly competition going on.
She says it's also their drive and determination that brought them the win. And that drive led them to another award too.
We won the GPA award out of all 24 schools that went to state, so we had the highest GPA award. We had a 4.0.
Holmes says there was a huge feeling of pride winning both awards.
Oh, it was we just felt like on top of the world, I think. So it was really awesome to be able to share that with my teammates.
The boys' cross-country team placed second in Division II, and both teams expect to have another strong season next year. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.